Thank you, Madam Mayor. Consultation. If you get it right, it makes life a whole lot easier. It may not mean that everyone is happy, but at least it gives everyone the opportunity to put forward their views. However, the proposal to cut size savings across youth and play staff, along with the transfer of the service from one council department to another, is an example of where the council did not get it right. No thought appears to have been given to the impact on individual sites, and no discussion took place directly with the users of the facilities. Whilst we acknowledge that staff restructuring has to be an internal process, surely changes to any frontline service must be assessed against the impact on the service users in consultation with those users. Mid Street Adventure Playground is one of the sites that was going to be affected by the changes to service. This is despite it being in the middle of a rebuild project with an aspiration for the new facility to be open more hours, not fewer. The parents who are on the steering group have spent 2 years working hard with the council to make sure the new building will generate as much revenue as possible to plough back into running the service. In an area deficient in open spaces, the opportunities for outdoor sport and active play are limited. In a borough with some of the highest rates of childhood obesity in Europe, these opportunities matter. So imagine the frustration, confusion, anger from local parents when they heard that staffing changes were being proposed over which they had no control and no consultation. These are parents who give their time freely to add value to the council's provision. Imagine their dismay at the prospect that not only would they face shorter opening hours, but they would most likely use their valued and long-standing pay workers to voluntary redundancy due to them being offered shorter hours and or reduced pay. Pay workers who have been delivering services out of a building that is not fit for purpose and who have been looking forward to working in a brand new state-of-the-art facility. I'm proud to have supported those parents to help them to put up the fight that they have so successfully put up. And I do appreciate the time and effort that Councillor Mills and the officers have put into discussing with the parents since then, to actually resolve things. We all know that the council has had to take severe cuts to its funding and that departments are having to restructure the way they deliver services. But this has to have been the messiest and most badly handled restructure of frontline services to date. We're glad that Cabinet members and officers have responded to pressures from parents, the Youth Council and councillors and found extra funding, and that there will now be a longer handover period between departments. But please, can the Council learn from this very big mistake and do the process better next time? We urge you to support the Lib Dem amendment. Thank you.
Thank you very much.